A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news. Here's our host, Boyd Matheson, on KSL News Radio.
All right, in for Boyd Matheson today, I'm Marty Carpenter. And, you know, Utah's economy for a number of years now, 15 plus years, has just been rolling along, really ever since the Great Recession in 2008. Coming out of that, launched this state in a an upward trajectory, and we just have really not stopped since then. And even right now, where the rest of the country is sort of bracing for an economic downturn or recession, Utah's still clipping along, almost at an unemployment level that is challenging in the way that we have too low of an unemployment level. I want to bring in our guest, Ryan Starks. He is the newly appointed executive director of the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. He's been on the job for all of 2 weeks, so I guess we'd start here. Ryan, thanks for joining us, and how are you settling into this new role?
Well, good afternoon, Marty. I think I'm settling in okay. I found my voice after losing it for a few days, but running 150 miles an hour and so excited for this opportunity.
So I love this idea of, like, you know, Utah's economy. It seems like as long as I can remember, you know, just about dating back to, like I said, the Great Recession, Utah came out of that and it's just sort of been on this nonstop upward trajectory from that time, you know, as far as our economy's going. And even right now, while the rest of the country is getting ready or is worried about, you know, economic slowing, potentially a recession, Utah has not seen the effects of that yet. But I wonder, with that hanging out there, how does that impact the way we go about recruiting businesses and building up economic industries in our state?
Well, that's a great question, and you're exactly right. For the past decade, Utah has experienced tremendous growth, both in population and economically. We've seen a lot of successes here in the state. We have a lot of rankings. The U.S. News and World Report listed us as having the best economy. And rich states, poor states gave us the best economic outlook. And something that's really cool is we've been listed as having the most diverse economy. So we have a lot of sectors that are really thriving. But as we look to the next 10 years, really the goal is resilience and prosperity. And we've been through hard times before, but we know that our workforce, our industries will step up and weather any storm that comes our way. So we have a lot of things to be optimistic about.
I think one of those industries where we've heard about a lot of layoffs, you know, those kind of eye-popping numbers of layoffs around the country come from really big tech companies. And we have, you know, we have a pretty strong tech presence here in our state as well. And I guess that speaks a little bit to what you just mentioned, the diversity of our economy, that even when you have one industry that maybe is seeing either layoffs on the first part of that wave, or that's an industry that's being impacted, that there are other industries that can carry us. And I guess that just really is what makes a big difference for us, is that diversity. All of our eggs aren't in one basket, right?
That's right. We have five kind of targeted industries, we say, and these are companies or industries that are durable, that really pull other industries forward, and they create a flywheel effect. And so as they start to thrive and click on all cylinders, it really helps the economy move forward, even during downtimes.
So tell me about those industries. I was just going to ask, I think, exactly what you're going into. What kind of industries are the ones that can kind of help carry us even when there's a dip in some others?
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. So aerospace and defense, and if you think about all the good things happening in Utah around Hill Air Force Base and throughout the state, aerospace and defense really continues to perform. in terms of jobs and stability. We also have a really strong life sciences and healthcare innovation sector. And so what these jobs do is create deep roots. They're not jobs that are going to move anytime soon, and they require specialization and pay awesome wages. Our financial service sector is really one of the best in the Intermountain West area of the United States. We also have the advanced manufacturing, which, as we've seen from COVID, is a real opportunity for Utah to double down and to help nearshore a lot of our technologies and products. And so in addition to manufacturing, we also focus on that tech sector that you had mentioned.
Yeah, that aerospace and defense sector of the economy in particular seems like one that can help sort of be a steady in a time of economic, I don't want to say turmoil is too strong of a word, but a little bit of economic uncertainty, because those are in large part, you know, sort of tied to government funding and government contracts. Is that why that industry can be such a stalwart for us and sort of an anchor for the state in large part?
Absolutely. So those government contracts really help provide that stability. And what we're seeing just recently is a lot of crossover between the tech sector and the aerospace and defense sector. And so a lot of those layoffs that you referenced, the aerospace and defense sector have those engineering jobs that are in high demand. And so a lot of those job seekers are able to go from one industry to the next pretty seamlessly.
Yeah. Tell me about how you and, you know, as part of the governor's administration, how you focus on rural investment and entrepreneurship, because so much of the growth has happened in our state along the Wasatch Front. And I know that's been a big priority for the administration, extending that beyond the Wasatch Front.
That's a great question. So what we're seeing is that over the past 10 or 15 years, a lot of companies have wanted to come to Utah, and that's certainly still important today. But the trend is that about two-thirds of the companies that are expanding are actually Utah-based companies. They're the ones creating the jobs. They're the ones providing the capital investment. And so the governor's vision and our vision is to continue to foster that entrepreneurial spirit. We really want Utah to become the startup state. And something cool that kind of validates this thinking is just this past week, Wallet Hub listed Utah as the best state to start a small business. So that a lot of things go into that. Our low regulation, our favorable tax environment, our state resources, and really our can-do attitude. But as it relates to rural Utah, we find it's a lot easier to help a company grow than to attract a certain company to the state. And so over the past year, we've revised a lot of our programs and incentives to help facilitate growth in all parts of the state. And it was really interesting, Marty. For about a five-year period, we had two or three really significant rural expansions. Since we've modified the programs and really honed down on helping our rural communities, we've had 12 major expansions just the past year.
All good news, all good things going on in Utah. And Ryan, we wish you the best of luck in the new role. And hey, keep that economy firing on all cylinders for us. That's we'll hold you to that.
All right. Thanks, all right. Marty.
Ryan Starks, the executive director, now 2 weeks into the job as the executive director of the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. More on Inside Sources as we wrap up after this.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.